Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Hello there, and welcome back to One Leg at a Time, brought to you from the good old lads at Pride of Detroit. This is our gambling podcast for idiots by idiots on the gambling. We are the squares that somehow just roll in the good luck sometimes, maybe. I don't know. My man Ryan Matthews does. The rock god himself, at Ryan_POD, the artist formerly known as BovadaKing69, now gone legitimate and still rolling in tickets. I'm Christopher Fett, the adequate host, in a state with no legalized gambling still. So I'm just doing this for fun. And we're going to roll along because I think Ryan is helping me get over my fear of putting down money and just winning the big bucks.
Well, Chris, thank you for the incredible introduction. Beyond that, I think what we need to talk about first is our successes of week one. Talk about fun. Talk about rolling in the tickets.
We've been rolling in on week one. This is not us trying to give you gambling advice. This is us just giving you a window into. There's a lot of other podcasts out, gambling podcasts out there. It's like, oh, we're going to make you money. We're going to make you money. No. You know what you're doing? We're getting a window into our degenerate minds. And our degenerate minds, however, brought us in a good bit of money. So we had, I believe, we had eight bets plus a two-way parlay on a single game, which we are now deciding to call the Daily Double. And we are now 6-3 from that first week, including that Daily Double, that hit. So I don't know if that counts double for us. It probably does. So if you look at it right, Ryan, that's actually 7-3 or 6-3, however you want to split it up. But we had two bets on the Pittsburgh and Buffalo game, both hit. We had two bets on the Detroit and San Francisco game, both hit. We had Denver on the money line. We had the Daily Double was Rams on the money line and then over 46.5. And then the three misses were, you know, look, our Minnesota Cincinnati bets kind of went the wrong way in overtime. And I don't think any of us were expecting Ryan Fitzpatrick to get carted off in the Washington game.
Yeah, a bit of bad luck with both those bets and specifically the Washington game, I think. And then now that we have Thursday night in the rearview mirror, the NFC East is just a division that everybody needs to stop romanticizing because it's not pretty. It's not it. Like, let's not talk about the NFC East all that much on this podcast, Chris.
Well, I did have one written down, you know.
Oh, that one we can bet on.
We can still bet on them. But I agree is that if you're doing like win totals for this division, I'm not. If you're looking at this division and thinking like, yeah, this looks like a decent division, some bounce back. No, this is still bad. This is still really bad. Yeah, that was an awful football game last night, which, by the way, for our Lions fans, what's the point of Kenny Golladay on that Giants roster?
Apparently, people didn't know that Kenny Golladay can't get separation, or that's not how he wins. Because everybody in New York and the tri-state area, I think, is wondering why Kenny Golladay can't gain separation, and it's because he can't athletically. But you know, one of my favorite tweets of the week was Daniel Jones reminds them of Aaron Brooks. I like the idea of Daniel Jones being the white Aaron Brooks, carrying on that legacy of a guy who has some talent with his legs, but his arm is just missing something.
if I started the year by telling you that Daniel Jones was going to do almost, you know, going to do 1.5 times whatever number rushing number Saquon Barkley was going to put up in a game, would you believe me?
You know, we talked about that on the podcast, actually. When we talked about Denver and the Giants, we talked about how when it came to Saquon Barkley, that things were going to be kind of, he was going to be on a pitch count, so to speak, right? Because he's coming back from that ACL injury. It seemed like it was kind of quick. It seemed like it, you know, and then, you know, a quick turnaround to play from Sunday to Thursday. I probably would have still called you crazy, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, that was more in that we don't expect a Daniel Jones to run. And he even had one that looked like last year, except he didn't trip up, but it was called back on that holding call. So he had a touchdown knocked off the board, too. Like, Daniel Jones got legs.
We're doing exactly what I didn't want to do. We're talking about the NFC East, Chris.
Yeah. But listen, I don't think we call him Danny Dimes anymore. I think we call him Danny DoorDash. Anyway, let's get off the NFC East for a little bit. We are rebounding to that because we've got one game on the board. We'll go back to the NFC East as much as I don't want to. But listen, Matthew Stafford made us rich last week with the daily double. And for all those people doubting him, and once again, people are screeching out here doubting him this week. I think people are already trying to line up the old. It's old Detroit guys, too. It's old guys who used to be in Detroit radio who are now doing national radio who are now screeching about Matthew Stafford. You shouldn't listen to that. Stafford's great. And we're going to tell you why he's great, because they're going on the road against my other favorite team and your new Hard Knocks in-season hosts, the Indianapolis Colts. Rams are a road favorite at -3.5. And Ryan, I cannot smash the Rams side of this game fast enough. I am betting not only with my head, but with my heart.
And that's a good place to be, you know, and the road favorite is going to be a theme that you're going to notice that emerges from the show. But I mean, even if you're interested in going money line on this game at -194, 95% of the cash, 79% of the tickets are on the Rams. And that 3.5 doesn't scare me. It doesn't terrify me. It doesn't instill any fear whatsoever, because I think this is a Rams team that just can put up points. And, you know, we saw what Seattle was able to do. They had a couple of big plays in their week one matchup against the Colts, I should say. And, you know, Russell Wilson hooking up with Tyler Lockett. I mean, I see some Matthew Stafford hooking up with Cooper Kupp for some big plays. And I really like the Rams -3.5 on the road against the Colts.
Yeah, I see. There's a lot of similarities, I feel like, between that Seattle performance in week one, what we saw out of the Rams in week one as well, that they're going to test that Colts secondary and just find them wanting. And I think for Colts fans, you're going to learn very quickly why it was probably a mistake to not give up first round picks, but to instead take Carson Wentz, who is... Look, listen, I work with an Eagles fan who is very happy watching the fall of Carson Wentz right now. So I can't say add anything else other than that. Like, I was never a believer in the Colts this season. I'm still not a believer in them, regardless of who they have as their quarterback. And I'm more than happy to take this. The only thing that really bothers me as a bit is I hate hooks. I hate hooks on field goal. I hate 3.5 as a number. But I feel like from where I'm projecting this, the Rams aren't going to need just a field goal to beat the Colts.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
All right, next game on there, you said the theme of the day is road favorites. And we've got another one. We're going to one who we just bet on these guys. We're also going back to the well on a few teams, but that's all right. You know, early in the season, you want to bet on who you know best. Is that right, Ryan? Like, as you say, like you know what some teams are. You know what you don't know what some other teams are. We know who the 49ers. I think I know who the 49ers are.
I think I know who the 49ers are too. They were a team that was up by about 24 points with just a few minutes left against the Detroit Lions.
I don't think they're going to get cute again like that.
I don't think so either. And, you know, for whatever you want to make about Raheem Mostert, you know, going on IR. and their running game kind of up in flux. Let me tell you this, Chris. In week one, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running backs that eclipsed 100 rushing yards. One of them was Elijah Mitchell at 104 yards. I think that the 49ers can, I think that they can take advantage of the Eagles on the ground. And again, you know, at a 3-point favorite, I think the 49ers are going to go a little bit more Trey Lance heavy than we saw in week one. I think that with what they had with Garoppolo, I think that they're going to continue to integrate more and more Trey Lance. And I'm a big fan of the 49ers -3. I mean,
yeah, like that's the line, 49ers at Eagles -3. So it is, once again, second week in a row, Ryan, where the 49ers are going west to east, but we still like them all the same.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm just interested in fading the Eagles. I think the Eagles week one, their performance against the Falcons.
Fugazi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to describe it. The Falcons are a really bad team, but I don't think the Eagles are 32 points against any other team out there. That just doesn't seem like that it's probable.
Yeah, and I think that there's some similarities between what the Eagles did last week and what the Lions did last week against the 49ers. You look at Jalen Hurts, his average depth of target was 3.6 yards. So, I mean, that wasn't successful for the most part against the 49ers last week.
It's just that the Falcons are bad up front.
Yeah. So I see this as a game where I'm totally cool with taking another road favorite in the 49ers over the Eagles.
Well, we've got one more favorite for you, and it's not a road favorite, but I want to go to the Arizona Cardinals game, who are hosting someone who burned us last week. This is a bit of a revenge pick. They're hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Now, this is at 4 p.m. Eastern. Well, I mean, that'd be 1 p.m. Pacific. It's Kirk Cousins out of his comfort window. Arizona is laying 3.5 points at home. And I don't know, man. I just watched Arizona do some remarkable shit. I'll swear on my own podcast. I saw them do some remarkable shit against the Titans. And I don't know if Kyler Murray is going to give you all that, but the Minnesota defense is not good. And I don't think that their offense is really good enough either to keep up with Arizona if they want to go to the races. So I like -3.5 a lot for Arizona.
I do too. Like I think I like Arizona even if this line keeps moving, because I could definitely see with the way that the money's coming in on the Cardinals, I can see this line ballooning up to like 4, 4.5.
Now that's a great lesson, because we had last week, we had 49ers -7.5. So we locked it in at that. And I guess it was even at -7 earlier than that. But around game time, the line was -9.
Yeah.
So if you like a team, you want a side, you got to get it in early, because -9 is a bad beat. -7.5 hits.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's the razor's edge that you're living on.
Point value
when it comes
baby.
To betting. Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm with you, Chris. Like I said, I like the Cardinals. After watching them smack the Titans in the forehead like they did in week one. I mean, 38-13, and it wasn't even just offense, right? Like Chandler Jones, 5 sacks in week one. And you're talking about a matchup with left tackle Rashad Hill, who isn't very great himself. So, I mean, I could see the Cardinals defense posing big problems for a Vikings offense that didn't look very great in week one.
Yeah, didn't look great. And I don't think we were expecting great things out of them anytime soon. One more before we go to break, and we'll get a bunch of our fun bets on the other side, including the Lions bet that we have. But I promised we'd go back to the NFC East. There's a few crazy totals this week, Ryan. We had some pretty low totals, and I think we kind of set a realistic goal on week one where it's like, okay, we're going to take unders on anything higher than 47. We're going to take overs if we're 45 or below. This week, like, okay, I get it. Kansas City at Ravens, 54.5 total. That makes sense. Titans at Seahawks, 54. I like the under in that game, but we'll maybe talk about that game in the Daily Double, I guess. I probably just reveal. I tipped my hand there. I'm an idiot.
Hey, this isn't a poker podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Falcons and Buccaneers is a 54-point total, which, I mean, you're just expecting the Buccaneers to run a boat race on them. But Cowboys at Chargers, 55 points. Ryan, has there been anything from either of these teams that make you think this is good for a 55-point total?
This feels like a little bit of an overreaction to Dallas's week one matchup against Tampa Bay on Thursday, does it not? It seems as though this line up, you know, at 55, it just seems way too large, especially for, you know, the Chargers. Yes, they're going to want to, you know, make some big plays with Justin Herbert. And I could see a bad Dallas defense giving up some points to a Chargers team in a hurry and maybe Dallas having to come back. But 55 points is an awful lot. And that's an awful lot of offense you're counting on.
And it's not like the Chargers exactly went off against Washington last week either. They only had like 16 points. Now, obviously, they'll get to, you know, host Dallas at home, but I don't see the Chargers as this. Yeah, I mean, you're basically asking what about 23 points out of both of these teams?
Yeah. I mean, and that sounds about right. And there's the under right there.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I meant 28 to hit the over. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
but
okay,
that's all I'm saying is like it's still. That doesn't sound like much in the modern NFL, but for like a competitive matchup, I think Dallas will probably hold the Chargers to probably around, I don't know, 20 or so. So I just like the under on this one.
Yeah, I like the under on there won't be 8 touchdowns in the game.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the Daily Double. We're going to, because this is a Lions podcast feed, we need to talk about the Lions. And then we have a new style of bet that we're unveiling at the end. And I think we've hit all our standard bets. So when we come back, we're going to have fun side. This is One Leg at a Time on the Pride of Detroit PODcast.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
One Leg at a Time continues on the Pride of Detroit PODcast feed. You'll notice we're not doing as many bets this week, but we don't have to. I think when we set out to do this podcast, Ryan, we decided we're not going to be limited. We're not going to give you X number of games each week. We played eight bets plus a daily double last week, which was a lot for week one. This week, we're taking a bit of a step back. We have bet what, four so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess the overall point is just we're not beholden to anything. This is our podcast. It's one leg at a time, not
one leg at a time,
six legs at a time.
But that's also good advice, too. If there's just not a lot of stuff on the board that you like, lay off. They'll be there next week.
Oh, yeah. And the week after that. And the week after that.
There's always games to bet on. Anyway, so let's start. Do you want to start in the Lions game or do you want to start in the Daily Double?
Let's start with the Lions game.
Okay. So the Lions are hosting Monday. No, they're going on the road. Excuse me. Lamborghini Field, Monday Night Football. Yeah. And I don't want to talk about the spread. It's Green Bay minus 11.5. We can talk about the spread, but we're telling you right now we're not betting on the spread.
We're not betting on the spread. I'm intrigued by the spread. I think even, you know, the news with Za'Darius Smith going to IR for the Green Bay Packers. I think a lot of people are interested in the Packers in this one.
Because everyone's expecting the bounce back game. Expecting pissed off Aaron Rodgers. Everyone's expecting a really pissed off Packers team at home. And I think that's where this 11.5 line is coming from, is that it's like, hey, they just got embarrassed by the Saints, but nobody's selling on. I saw some people starting to try to sell on certain assets on certain teams after week one in fantasy. And you should not do that. You really shouldn't, especially if you're talking about anyone from the Packers. It was a bad game, but that's a good Saint. That's a decent Saints defense.
Yeah. So there are going to be some things that you're going to have week one overreactions to. This is what I don't think is an overreaction. I like the over in this game.
You like the over. I kind of do, too. Explain yourself, though.
So this is the part where it's not an overreaction. I don't think either of these defenses are good. I think the Lions defense is obviously bad. I don't think that they're going to be up to the same task as the Saints were a week ago against the Packers. So I think the Packers they're going to score some points. I think the Lions are going to score some points because this Packers defense, it's riding on some thin hairs, man. I mean, as far as their secondary goes, there isn't much there beyond Jaire Alexander. You lose Za'Darius Smith. Sure, you're going to get some more Rashawn Gary, but I think I like the Lions offense in this one because they're going to be able to run the ball. It looks like DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams are both going to be healthy. And I know running the ball isn't a recipe for the over, but with the over being at 48, I don't think it takes much math to hit that over in this one with the way that both these defenses are trending.
Yeah, I think that's about right. This seems like a game where it's just going to be sloppy out there for the defenses. And for the Lions, I think they do want to lean on that run. You know, it's kind of funny to think about, but it looked competent against the 49ers out there. I think it looked competent against the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, a Saints team that really ran it up against Green Bay. I think it was something like, man, they had, it was like over, give me one second.
Yeah, no, I think I have it right here. I believe it was over about the Saints had about 170 yards rushing in that game.
On 39 attempts. So it was something where it was just
4.4 yards average. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think that this is a game. You look at the spread too, right? You look at the spread and say, well, it's 11.5. Under only being at 48. I like the over.
Yeah, it's a bit high in the 40s, but I still like the over here, especially for all the things we've said. So I think we've covered the Lions in depth. Now it's time for Daily Double. I don't have the sound effect from Jeopardy.
I think we'd get sued.
Probably. That's why I can't use music for our new bet that's coming up after that. But daily double, we are casting our eyes onto Seattle. Titans going up to play the Seahawks. This is a Seahawks are a -6.5 point favorite at home. As I said before, Seahawks were the only team that wasn't the surprise in week one. They played competently. They played competently, especially going west to east. Now the Titans are going east to west after getting beat down a little bit. And I just realized we are betting nearly every team in the NFC West this week.
The NFC West did well in week one. The NFC North did not do so well in week one.
That's true.
Yeah. So this is our daily double, Chris. We're interested in throwing away the spread, right? We're interested in throwing away the 6.5. Let's take Seattle to win on the money line at home. And let's take the under.
Yep. This is one of those expressed unders that I told you about, 54.5 on DraftKings. So let's get this straight, though, because money line, it's not great value. It's, I believe, Seahawks are -286. But you punch this up in a parlay calculator, you've got about what would you say is the payout on this?
I think I had it at actually you can find it at DraftKings right now where it's Seahawks on the money line and then take the under at 54.5. So you get that extra little hook and it turns out to be +170.
Yeah. So that gets us that gets us basically even money.
Yeah. A little sprinkle on top, too. So I like the odds at +170. I like the Seahawks. I think maybe the Titans might bounce back, but these are two teams that I think are ground game. You know what I mean? Like Seahawks, they're going to want to run it with Chris Carson, especially at home. Titans, I mean, it's Derrick Henry. I know they have AJ Brown. He's banged up a little bit though, and they have Julio Jones. But I could see this easily of any of the games that are in the 50s. This is a game I feel probably the most confident in taking the under. Beyond, you know, our earlier bet with Dallas and the Chargers, but I feel really confident about the under in this one.
Yeah, I when we were talking about this game, I almost wanted to take Seattle minus the points of laying the points, but I think we decided to turn this into the daily double. I just think this is a good spot for Seattle, especially since that they're going to be playing at home and it's going to be a competitive division and everything. And you know,
yeah,
I like it. All right. Time for a new bet. So I need to keep drinking this water here a little bit. But should we explain this one a little bit, Ryan?
It's fun.
It's fun. Do we want this to count against our total? Because this is probably one each week that might get us in trouble each week.
I feel like because it's our podcast, we can just segment this, right? So like this is just a side bet. We'll keep a side tally for what Chris is about to bring to the table.
You don't freaking keep me on the side. You know that? You know, you freaking know that already. Listen, you don't tell your cousin Tony to keep you on the side. This is Bronx bets. You understand here? We're going balls to the fucking wall over here, man. You know, I'm really pissed off about the New York Yankees right now. I'm really, you know, Bronx Bombers are really putting me on edge. I don't know what to say, Ryan. You know, you bring me out here and you want me to talk about football right now. It's about freaking ring season over here. But you know what? We got to go up to the Bronx because this is where all the good stuff is. And apparently Chris does a stupid accent on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. Boom. So we're going to keep doing it. You know,
this is the whole Marinara sub. This is the whole Marinara.
This
sub
is this
here.
Is we're Sunday gravy. No. You Marinara. What the fuck is Marinara? We call it Sunday gravy over here. What's wrong with you?
We're not even going to New York, Chris. We're going to New Jersey.
The Bronx. Freaking Bronx. That's what I said. You not listen to Bronx is not New Jersey. All right. What those guys do over in Newark with their mushroom pies or whatever, that's that Trenton, like those people, those are freaks. We don't get down with them. You have to be in the Big Apple to get the classic slice. That's what I've been saying all along to you. But you don't listen to me. You don't listen to your auntie. You don't listen to your cousin Tony. But you know what? You got to bring me in here because we're going to give you the Bronx bet. And that's right. New England is hosting the New York Jets. I'm not a Jets fan. Fuck the Jets. For freaking losers over here. It's like for Mets fans, but for football. So I don't like them. Don't care for them. I don't care what Zach Wilson's going to do for this. They just lost Mekhi Becton, or however you say his freaking name over here. So we're taking New England -6 on the road. Screw yous and you you know, road favorites or whatever. New England's coming back. The old Death Star himself doesn't lose a lot of back-to-back games, except for last year. Don't count because of the COVID, the coronavirus, whatever. But we're taking New England. We're taking Mac Jones. You walk for him. Bingo, bang, boom. Put that bet in there. New England minus six.
I think we're done.
Shut the fuck up. Well, no, we're not done. Yeah, we're done. I'm good with that. You're going to have to get involved at some point here.
I know. I was giving the floor to you.
That's Bronx bets, everyone. I think that's it for One Leg at a Time. Shall we recap the bets real quick? So yeah. I have, we are taking Rams minus 3.5 on the road at the Colts, San Francisco minus 3 at Philadelphia on the road again, but two road favorites that we both really like. Both east to west. This could be a recipe for disaster, but we don't care because mm-hmm. the east sucks and left coast, best coast. We are taking Arizona because we're not done with the NFC West here. we are taking all NFC. This is the all NFC West bets podcast. So yeah, Arizona minus 3.5 hosting Minnesota. We are taking the under in the Dallas and Chargers game. Daily Double has the last bit of the NFC West, Seattle on the money line, plus the under 54.5 to break you on even money for us. Lion bet, we always bet the Detroit Lions, over 48 points in this game. We feel like there's going to be a lot of ground and pound. There's going to be a lot of kind of iffy defense, plenty of chances for points to get put on the board. And then finally, for your Bronx bet, New England minus 6, which I don't know if it's going to count. We'll count it if it wins. If it doesn't, we'll throw it to the ether.
We're counting on the NFC West to all improve to 2-0. I love it. Let's do it. Let's get nuts. You know what? But don't get too nuts. Don't get so nuts that you're going to put $300,000 on the Cincinnati Bengals plus 3 against the Bears, like somebody from Caesar's Sportsbook did.
Can I tell you my conspiracy before we get out of here? I have a conspiracy theory on this.
I got my tinfoil hat on.
Your very famous tinfoil hat. I feel like the books every now and then they pull out some of their own money and give it to and like set up one of these bettors to put these 6-digit bets out there just to really titillate people. Like, I'm sure whoever put down this 6-digit bet on the Bengals of all people, not even a good line, Bengals plus 3. They're putting down that kind of money just to titillate you to bet a little bit harder.
I mean, on the spread now, the Bengals have 76% of the cash because of this bet. I don't love it. I don't like it at all.
No, I don't know who this person is. They're either someone who's a very big Bengals fan. They're very confident in themselves. They might be right, but for the return on investment, that's not a good bet. But yeah, you know, hey, it's your money.
And like you said, Chris, they might also be.
It might be the books. It might be the books' money. It's supposed to come back to the book either way.
But you know what? It's your money. Spend it responsibly. Make good bets this week. Bet on what you like. Don't bet on what you don't like.
It's my money, and I want it now. We've stolen plenty of taglines.
Are we sponsored by JG Wentworth?
No, shut up. We're not even supposed to mention the name. Damn it! Goodbye, everyone. This is One Leg at a Time. We'll see you for the Lions post game.